He won't know the tonight is the first time. Ramadan, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions both the ordinance and special name of Qadr. Whatever the reason was, the night was supposed to be known to us. Nabi Karim came out to inform the Sahabas. Allah Ta'ala informed him of the night of the day of Qadr. When he came out, two people were quarreling. The God of the quarrel, the night of the day of Qadr was lifted. What you learn from there? Learn from there that everything good happens if there's no quarrels. At home also there's quarrels at home, the barakat is preserved. The good things that can happen to them will not happen. I always say, my friends, that if you want barakat in your house, don't call it. So this is an example for us. What is more greater than Laylatul Qadr? So every time a person begins to think, I'm doing all the good deeds, how come nothing happening to me? The failing to realize that these kind of acts take away the good things from our life. So we must try our level best, no matter what it is. From our side, we must try not to create any quarrel at all. That's why they say anything of that kind, take people walk away from there. Not make the matter even more higher and bigger. A woman will always remain crooked. Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that. He says, she is made from a crooked rib, do not straighten it. Now he told us to tell us not to tell them that. But we must keep ourselves straight. They will be always crooked all the time. But from your side, you must make sure that you mustn't become crooked. You must become straight. That when you see them doing something, this is what my husband should tell us. When you see them doing something right, then you will get surprised. What happened yesterday? So if you got that in your mind all the time, then when you see anything against your tabiat, you won't quarrel at all. You just walk away from that and say, that's going to happen. In that way, there is barakat in the house. There is rahmat in the house. So many a time men do a lot of good deeds and good actions, but because of these kind of acts, we call it quarrels, unnecessary quarrels, bring about the barakat going away from the house. So the night of day in the Qadr was lifted for that reason, and Allah Ta'ala knows why it was. So we are so fortunate that Nabi Karim said, the search in that all night, at least that much hope you got. That you know that if any odd night you're going to sit down to make ibadah, then you know for sure you got it. You got it. Whether it's 21st night, 23rd night. And that to look at Rasulullah's kindness to his ummah. So much of kindness to his ummah is that you say, not all the nights you must be away. At least the odd night you stay away. The one night make aram. Does not mean you must sleep all the time. But that one night, like 22nd night, at least you make aram for the preparation for the 23rd. You can make a lot of ibadah then. So how much of kindness of his to us would we have to try to appreciate that? And also with this he said, that we are very weak. When we got the 21st night tonight, we must think to ourselves, don't make this intention, I'm going to go sleep and then wake up. As it is so difficult for us to wake up or fajr namaz in our daily life, so whatever we can do in this few minutes, take advantage of it. While we are sitting here, we must be in the way of the Qadr. So what are we supposed to do? That every moment of our time that we are free, that now that we think we are going home also, it's not that you have to sit in a masjid to make ibadah. Sometimes certain ibadah you do in the seclusion, that closeness when you get from Allah, you don't get among the people. Maybe sometimes you see among the people are crying with one another. Your crying may not be for his crying. The tears may be because you saw the next person taking out tears, that's why you're taking your tears out. One is that you are sitting alone, completely alone, but not alone. complete alone, but not. That is something else. That tears is something else. That dua is something else. And the greatest thing in this night of Lailatul Qadr or any other great night is you are not supposed to do whatever ibadah will tell me ibadah. Not that you have to take one kitab and say this is what ibadah will read, that wazifa and that wazifa. Whatever ibadah that you want to read, you do. Whether it's the part, the whole night, it's the part. Whether Quran Sharif is the Quran Sharif, although the greatest ibadah in the month of Ramadan is the Tilawat al-Quran. Tilawat al-Quran. There's nothing more greater than the month of Ramadan in the Quran. Nabi Karim will make dua to Jibreel alayhi salam in the month of Ramadan. Imam Hanif rahmatullah alayhi, what a great person. One Quran in the day and one Quran at night. What's the meaning of that? That a person must engross himself so much the Quran that he must talk to no one else but Allah. That person who reads the Quran all the time does not have the time to make dua. Allah tells him more than that person make dua. Because he knows that he's speaking to who and no one else but Allah. So we must try to take advantage of these things. That even at home also, allow the women to read Quran too. Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, daughters, while they should work in the house, they should be 15 parts a day. So our women folks too, they must be allowed to read the Quran. So they will also enjoy the month of Ramadan too. And not only istighfar they have to make, but why the istighfar? Because if we look at it, we talk of ourselves for the whole day, the fast that we are supposed to keep, how do we keep? It's only to Allah's mercy Allah is helping. No one can say how he is supposed to keep fast or how he is supposed to keep it kept according to that. No one can say that. It's only to the mercy of Allah. It's only to His mercy that you kept fast today too. If He did not look at you and kept attention towards you, you will never keep fast at this. So how much shukr you make for that to you? So the 21st night tonight, at least go home. Sit down for half an hour too. Those people are fortunate, they are free. Some people have to go to work also. They have to go to work. Although they have to go to work, they can take advantage of a little bit of time. Because right from the time of Maghrib, right to the sunrise, or right to the Hajj time, that is the time that Allah Ta'ala and the Farishtas are coming down. And this event, they get to make musafa with you. They can't make musafa with you. You and I cannot see that, but they were the most fortunate person, that person who's engaged in ibadah. And if you sleep also, that's also ibadah. If a person comes to make ihtikaf and does not speak to anyone, but read his namaz and sleep the whole day too, you got the sawab of ihtikaf. You got the sawab of it. But not talking to anyone, just come to his salah and he sleeps the whole day. Does not talk to anyone, the 5-10 salah he makes, is Allah's mehman. Allah's mehman. Itikaf is something, if you look at it, a person will realize that I keep to make itikaf. Is like itikaf, in that place, is like a place of cover for him. He goes in the room, does his ibadah, come read namaz, go back. Kisi ke saath taluq nahi hai. And his intention this month that I only leave this place if Allah forgives me. So what kind of relationship that mother will have? So that person who sits in the car is very fortunate. But we do not have the time. We have other things to do. We can carry on doing other things, but do not forget Allah. Do not forget. And what the ibadah that you can make, is do it every day. So this 21st night or so, take it as Lailatul Qadr. If you take it as Lailatul Qadr, Allah gives it to you. They said, Guman, Lailatul Qadr. If you take it like that, if Banda wants it like that, I'll give it to you. Nothing is difficult for Allah. Everything is difficult for us. We must take advantage of this. The tilawat of the Quran, a lot of tilawat of the Quran, istighfar. Istighfar too much. Istighfar, Lord, oh Allah forgive me. Oh Allah forgive me. That is why they say, you know, the doors of Tawbah is open all the time. That door we must not close. The meaning of that was Tawbah every day. I'll give you an incident in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a woman committed a sin. She committed a sin and she's walking around, she asked, oh, Uraira, I committed a very bad sin. is that any way Allah will forgive me. Never lose hope in Allah. He asked her, what sin you committed? He said, I committed a sin of this kind, that I committed a crime, I committed zina, and then when the child came out, I killed the child. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala was so angry about it. He said, there's no chance we'll get from it. You get destroyed. In fact, when he gave her that answer, she fell unconscious, same place. Because when they commit a sin, they feel hurt about it. Sahaba Ikram, when they should commit any sin, they feel hurt about it. They should run to Nabi and punish me now in this world, and don't get punished there. Nabi can turn away, make tawbah. But they insist they want punishment. They insist. And the punishment is severe. But number one, they are so scared, they want, Ya Allah, I get punished in this world, and get punishment. And we know the punishment and hereafter is so severe, but we know nothing about it. You hear what has happened, Nabi Karim went for the Miraj. And what was seen, he saw that when he informed us about it, what have you taken for? No effect at all. That person who spent his life in business, in usually interest, what would be his position? That person who we have seen him committed one zina, what his position is? That person who committed ghibat, what position Nabi Karim informed us on? No effect. The Sahaba Ikram, when they committed one sin to Yahram, he was punishment. Yeah. He was punished. We don't get punished. That was the effect of those people. So that's why when the woman said that, Abu Huraira, they put it, you get, you know, destroyed. After Abu Huraira saw his life, how can I answer that question? Why did I give her that answer? And he went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Yahram question. This incident took place and I gave her this answer. Oh, Abu Huraira, you destroy her, you destroy yourself also. How can you see that? See that Nabi Karim is not Allah. His ummah, he wants his ummah not be, you know, be punished many ways. There was no one more greater than Nabi Karim. He wants his ummah, my ummah, my ummah, my ummah, my always go to Jannah. So now he said, let the eye of the Quran, yubadullahu sayyatin hasanat. If a person makes tawbah sincerely with his heart, he makes tawbah, then that person, Allah Ta'ala, changes his sin towards good deeds. You put the Allah sayyati in hasanat. Allah says in the Quran. And he said to Abu Huraira, this is what will happen to that person who makes tawbah sincerely. Now he realized on how to inform that woman of this good news. Now he goes to the bar. To the place where he met the lady and starts screaming there. Oh, that woman who asked me last night, where are you? The way he was gone into a different condition, that people there thinking the Abu Huraira was mad. He was mad because he was so concerned now. And then the woman comes front. He said, I'm giving the good tidings, good news that Nabi Karim says that you Allah Ta'ala has forgiven your tawbah, your sin, accepted your tawbah. In that happiness, what should he do? In that happiness, oh Allah, I've been forgiven. My whole bar, my garden, I've made sadaqah for you. What happiness is it? So there is happy when one guna and another accept. They have what they could do, they give their life with. Likewise, we also made rough guna. We are so gunegaan, don't look at this person's guna, look at your own guna. You'll come to realize that if you begin to look at other persons, your sins will look at you. So you rather make tawbah and then cry from Allah, oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. But with the intention not to go backwards. Not to go backwards. The most important is not to go backwards. وَلَمْ يُشِرْوَ عَمَا فَعَلُوا. In other words, do not go back to the sins. Then Allah has forgiveness beyond the open. Then you see, yubadilullahu sayyati hasanat. Then all your sins are forgiven and hasanat can, all the good deeds come to you. Utar kare amal dil mein baat aa jaye. Aur is par amal karne ki taufeeq naseeb ho. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه ربنا اتنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير ربنا ان اعطيت عنك الكتاب قم بالظالمين ونجنا برحمتك. ربنا ان اعطيت عنك الكفر واغفر لنا ربنا انك انت العزيز. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن هو الذي قمت قوله هو الذي نجينا وراسهم وجدنا وزيد ان نقل لبنك مريضا هو الذي نقل رايت ولي نقل روزي جعل ابنك in the sickness with all that Yahna you have given us in the death of this world. Who Allah forgive us. Who Allah make it away from the doors of the head. Who Allah help us. If you're not going to help us become so weak, we'll go back to sleep. Who Allah come for the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Yahna do pareshani, do pareshani, do it. Yahna do, they want the Adam to make for one. Yahna do our sins, and Allah, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, whatever fitna was incoming of our sins. O Allah, forgive our sins. Then the rahmat of the Ramadan be with us. Nabi Karim saw what dua he made in the month of Ramadan. O Allah, to the barakat of dua, except for dua for the Allah, the very weak. If you turn away, there will be no other door beside God. O Allah, let the door be open to us for that. As we have still in the key, the dunya has still in the afternoon. O Allah, do not blacken our faith on the earth. O Allah, do not turn away from us. Ya Allah, your muhabbat, muhabbat, Nabi Karim muhabbat. That the Sahaba had muhabbat from Ya Allah, you are the same as you are muhabbat. Ya Allah, I'm parishan, I'm parishan, I'm muhabbat. You are al-dhan, I'm parishan. You are al-mulati, what is it? Parishan, I'm al-mulati, I'm al-mulati. Walidin, ka hukuk, adha, I'm al-mulati. Har kisim ke fitne wa shid, Allah, mehruz, ma mahi, mahadat. Ya Allah, your dunya, the rukhsat, for your muhabbat, for muhse, parishan. O Ya Allah, the Mahdi Dunya, the Mursa, the Mahdi, 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 the Mahdi,